All right, a massive slate in college football coming up this weekend and headlined by the Red River rivalry. To talk a little bit more about that, also what's going on in the NFL heading into week six, we go out to the phones and welcome in Tommy Harris, the former first-round draft pick of the Chicago Bears back in 2004. 8 years in the NFL as a defensive lineman with three Pro Bowls, also a former Oklahoma Sooner. Tommy, I appreciate you coming on tonight, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, man.
So let's start with the Red River rivalry at the Cotton Bowl. You played in that game and while at OU. What's this week like? What's that game like as a player?
Well, the week is crazy, man. A lot of the guys are all out. You know, especially if you're from Texas playing at Oklahoma. I mean, you're licking your chops to have bragging rights for the year if you got to come back home. So I think the guys are... It's one of the most anticipated rivalries I know of, not being biased, but I think whoever comes out is going to enjoy it this year.
I mean, the level of dislike, you mentioned being someone from Texas and playing for Oklahoma in that rivalry, but just do you have a story or a moment that stands out for you in your time playing at OU when it comes to just maybe even the level of hate that there is and dislike in for between these two programs?
Yeah, I have one where one of the offensive linemen sat on my head and I pushed him off my head and the arena went crazy. And I never knew how much Oklahoma Sooners fans was locked into that game. So you pretty much had to be watching me to know what happened. And once I kicked him off my head, it turned the temperature up in that stadium another level.
And it seems like I was checking out your Twitter account, at TommyHarris90, and you put out a little video just to highlight from a moment that you had back in your playing days at Oklahoma. Even as a former player, do you get amped up just even this week leading up to it? I don't know if you're going to be at the game this weekend or not, but just
in
general.
Yeah, I'm actually on the field at the Dr. Pepper Stadium in Frisco getting ready for the Texas OU softball game, the rival where we support the veterans. But I'm actually right here getting ready to go. Coach Stoops is walking by. Different players are walking by, and we're getting ready to go.
All right, that's awesome. That's pretty cool as we're talking with Tommy Harris, a former first-round draft pick of the Bears, 8 years in the NFL, and, of course, a former Oklahoma Sooner. What are your thoughts on just Oklahoma this year and with this defensive overhaul, the need for the Sooners to ramp up the defense? What have you seen defensively from the Sooners this year?
Well, I just see a defense playing together, and they're getting better and better as a team totally each game. They get stronger and stronger, and I like the way their growth is incrementally improving each week. Jalen Hurts is playing out of his mind. So right now I'm just excited to see their maturity, and they go whoop some Longhorn butted and get a nice break the rest of their legs to get ready to take a run for the national championship.
Can you believe this run, though, of quarterbacks that Oklahoma's on right now with Lincoln Riley? I mean, it sure seems like at minimum he's going to have three straight years of a quarterback headed to New York for the Heisman ceremony. Who knows? Maybe it ends up being three in a row.
That would be amazing, man, if that happens. But it just speaks of Lincoln Riley's character, his coaching skills, his ability to influence guys and get them to play at their maximum ability. I'm just looking forward to their growth. We won't get the cart in front of the horses one game at a time. Knock out some Texas Longhorns, and we'll get ready for the next.
So, I mean, maybe Oklahoma would be one of your answers, but outside of Oklahoma, who do you think is the best team in college football, what you've watched so far this year?
What we won to win so far this round?
Well, no, just in college football in general, who do you think is the best team right now in college football from what you've seen in games you've seen this year?
Oh, I think Oklahoma University is. And if the defense continues to get better and better each week, I don't see anyone beating them.
A couple more minutes here with Tommy Harris, former first-round draft pick of the Bears, former Oklahoma Sooner. Kind enough to give us a little bit of time tonight. A busy guy, again, set for the Red River rivalry this weekend up at the Cotton Bowl. And to the NFL for a second, you played for 8 years. You see the rule changes, specifically roughing the passer, the inconsistency of it. How difficult is that for a lineman to play with these new rules? How difficult would that have been for you to play with?
Well, it just shows you how much of a business football is. And the NFL is trying to watch itself through disability with all the guys coming out of TCE, the movie that exposed the head trauma. So it just shows that their awareness of getting sued at the end or having to pay guys off their contract, that they've increased their awareness and they're trying to prevent themselves from being sued any longer. So it's implemented and impacted the game in such a way that guys should be wearing flags now. And they're literally making business decisions out on a game of violence that we've been playing our whole life. They now have to come make a decision with stopping a 4th and 1 or 3rd and 8 or paying $78,000 for hitting somebody like you've been doing your whole life. So I just feel like it would be very difficult to touch a quarterback nowadays.
Who do you enjoy watching the most? I mean, of course, you got that Bears defense. Aaron Donald, yeah.
Aaron Donald is. I could get a bag of popcorn, Aaron Donald, watch him to Lil Mac. I love Gurley off of the running back. I like 41 for New Orleans, you know. And Lamar Jackson is unbelievable. He's emerging each week also at the quarterback position.
Lastly for you, Tommy, and then I'll let you get on with the rest of your night. Just the Bears as a whole, you know, you played there for much of your career. To see this Bears defense get back to where it was years ago, to see the energy in that city, what's it like watching Chicago, and what do you think of this year's team?
I think this year's team had a lot of hype to start off the season, and they haven't quite lived up to it yet, but there's a long season left. Some injuries have prevailed on the offensive side, and the defense is playing outside of their mind. But I think that if they get that quarterback position under control and get some consistency under the center, I think that Bears defense will be a problem in the playoffs.
Tommy Harris, former first-round draft pick of the Bears, 8 years in the league, 3 Pro Bowls, a former Oklahoma Sooner. Appreciate the time, man. We'll let you enjoy the rest of this week.
All right, thank you, sir. Hey, what's your prediction for the score?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go Oklahoma 42, Texas 30.
42, Texas 30?
42-30, OU.
I'm going to go 28-6, 2 field goals.
There you go. All right. Defensive game. I like it. Thanks so much, man.
All right.
So he's on 28-6. You heard it there from the former Sooner. He's got OU, of course, winning 28-6. And I appreciate him hopping on. Apologies for some of the background noise there. And we really are glad he was able to give us a little bit of time tonight. But he's up with the festivities there near the Cotton Bowl site up in Frisco tonight for the charity softball game, the great charity event they put on for veterans. And there, as he mentioned, with some of the other alums of Oklahoma going up against some of the alums of Texas as well. Pretty cool event. And that's what makes this rivalry even more special, is the passion and also the amount of money they're able to raise too with some of these events heading into such a huge game.